The following is an audio recording of Libertarians as Closet Christian Scientists, published July 4, 2021, by the drug war philosopher, on abolishthedea.com.
You'd think libertarians would see through all the drug warrior censorship and demonization of amoral substances, but even they are unwittingly hobbled by drug war lies. Take Christian libertarian Jake Offenhartz. He sees the drug war as a flagrant overreach of government. However, his own argument is weakened by his tacit acknowledgement of the drug war lie that there is no necessity for using the psychoactive substances of which politicians disapprove. Jake himself professes a kind of scorn for such substances, declaring that he would never personally use them. But how and why would he say that? The kind of medicine that he's referring to has scarcely been examined for its therapeutic potential. How could it be with the outlawing of any plant that manifests potential useful psychopharmacological qualities, and the hints of their efficacy are overwhelming? There are thousands of plants out there that we are forbidden to even begin investigating for therapeutic purposes. Given this Nazi state of affairs, what sense does it make to forswear those medicines a priori? Unless the libertarian who does so is actually a closet Christian scientist, convinced that drugs are to be avoided on principle, a standard, however, that they surely do not hold for aspirin and Pepto-Bismol, let alone tobacco and alcohol. By outlawing psychoactive medicine, the drug war is deciding how and how much people can think. This is the great crime of the drug war, and yet libertarians like Jake cannot confront it since they essentially agree with the drug warrior about the lack of necessity for what is hypocritically called drug use. Such a limit upon thinking itself is also a violation of religion to those who believe with Plato that the unexamined life is not worth living, since freedom of thought itself is controlled by a government which, like the Christian Science libertarian, has a scorn for mental states of which they disapprove. The libertarian is thus powerless to confront the drug war for its greatest sins against human freedom, sins, however, which only follow after we have allowed the original sin of the drug warrior, which was outlawing plants in the first place, in clear violation of natural law.
You have been listening to an essay entitled, Libertarians as Closet Christian Scientists, published July 4, 2021, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.